people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think
class war.
Class war, the only war.
We want to just quickly send a nice friendly message to the Fraternal Order of Police in Philadelphia.
This is an anti-Nazi song.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to the Rebel Beat, a Firebrand Records podcast. My name is Aaron, and this is our November 2018 edition. We have a great show lined up for you as always, chock full of amazing Rebel music, our Turn It Up segment, and of course a feature interview with our special guest, Shuta's Cat. Shuta's Cat is maybe the busiest, fiercest, and most accomplished 18-year-old I've ever spoken with. He's an indigenous hip-hop artist based out of Boulder, Colorado, a youth activist, and he's even written a book on resisting climate change. Did I mention he's also involved in a climate justice lawsuit against the US government? Yeah, that too. His new album, Break Free, is out now. We got a chance to catch up with him recently. We're going to bring you his words of inspiration straight from his mouth to your ears. But first, let's get into it with some music from one of my favorite hip-hop artists out of Montreal. This is Narcy with Fake News.
Feels like 2004, 2001, 1984. Called me, said he really worried what I might say. I told him I'm not in a hurry. Hung the phone up, got on Twitter, saw the shooting, wasn't ready for it. Last 20 years feeling really blurry. All day, information overload. Refugees on them boats, can't you see them social codes? How could we be rich in culture? Everybody go for broke. If money make the world turn,
someone please burn and go.
Trust my phone or television. What is this hell I'm living? It rings a bell, I'm vivid. Devotion for the culture, no hope in politicians. Quebec is cold, baby, can't feel my soul lately. I love it, I love it, I love it still. Pay your taxes, numbers don't lie, but the government will. The way you make me feel to turn me off like Michael Jackson. No black and white, no Sunni or Shiite, we gon' be aight.
Oh, bombs over Baghdad. I'm an outcast, bombs over Baghdad. Everyday real bombs over Baghdad. North American life ain't that bad. Bombs over Baghdad. I'm an outcast, bombs over Baghdad. Everyday real bombs over Baghdad. North American life ain't that bad.
You know some they banning. Stephen K. Bannon, remember that name, K. Bannon. How come the last president out of St. Vincent, Cobra Cabana? Bo Brown World, image on that Cobra Cabana. All I hear is Aladdin, 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 Bin Laden, Aladdin. Rub the lamp, stir the pot, the world is lost and the magic will happen. The enemy is here is what they all say. I take it with a grain of salt, babe. Man, everything done change. Disappointed in Kanye. You Canadian or not, eh? Fluoride in my latte, soy almond yoga grande. Like Ariana, I'm sorry, mama, been on Instagram the whole day. Fake news, so vague, always short takes. Phase two, alright, my bunch of Nazis, that's a court case. We alright, we getting trapped anyway.
Bombs over Baghdad, I'm an outcast. Bombs over Baghdad. Everyday real bombs over Baghdad. North American life ain't that bad. Bombs over Baghdad. I'm an outcast. Bombs over Baghdad. Everyday real bombs over Baghdad. North American life ain't that bad.
No.
Country, tis of thee. My country, tis of thee.
All right, welcome back to the Rebel Beat Firebrand Records podcast. We kicked off the show with Narcy. The track was Fake News. And then we heard a tune from Steve Earle and Mark Ribot. That was Srinivas. That's a song, of course, about Srinivas Kuchibotla, who was murdered in Kansas in 2017 by a racist white supremacist. And that's, of course, off of Mark Ribot's new album, Songs of Resistance. It's got some incredible stuff on there. Songs from the likes of Michelle Najee Ocello, Tom Waits, and so many more. I also want to give a shout out to everyone who was out in the streets in Toronto earlier this month resisting Steve Bannon and David Frum as they were invited to a so-called debate at Roy Thompson Hall. Fascism was on full display, but people came out to say no hatred, no space for intolerance in our city. If you want to get in touch with us here on the Rebel Beat, you can of course reach us on social media. We're at facebook.com/rebelbeatradio. We're on Twitter at rebelbeatradio. We've even got an Instagram account. Or if you want to get at us by email for questions, comments, requests, shout outs, etc., you can drop us a line at rebel@ckut.ca. Also, if you like the Rebel Beat, support us. Our Patreon page is patreon.com/rebelbeatradio. We've got some amazing swag for all our Patreon supporters, including pins, t-shirts, and mixtapes. You can show your support for independent podcasts with pride. We're also doing a flash sale right now with the holidays coming up. If you want to get a Rebel Beat pin as a stocking stuffer or a snazzy t-shirt for that Rebel Beat lover in your life, head on over to our website right now, rebelbeatradio.com, and click the merch tab at the top of the page for more info. Remember, this show is always going to be free to listen to, but it's not free to make. So if you appreciate this monthly dose of music journalism and radical politics, again, go to patreon.com/rebelbeatradio now. And of course, we are a proud member of the Channel Zero Network of Anarchist Podcasts. Check them out for all your anarchy audio needs at channelzeronetwork.com. Here's just a little taste of what you'll hear there.
After the 2016 election, a lot of us woke up to some harsh realities. In the aftermath of dark events, I came back to political work with a new sense of urgency. But after a few months of showing up to protest every weekend, I started to burn out. It didn't feel like anything was changing. In fact, maybe things were even getting worse. And it got me thinking, what comes next? Rebel Steps is a podcast about what comes next. You'll hear episodes on letter writing to political prisoners, practicing mutual aid, and creating political art. You'll hear the voices and stories of my community in New York City, spotlighting a range of organizers from the Metropolitan Anarchist Coordinating Council, NYC Books Through Bars, Anarchist Black Cross, Lower Manhattan Food Not Bombs, Brand Workers, and more. I'll walk you through what you can do to start plugging into movements and learning organizing skills step by step. If you've been to a march or two and you're looking to jump in, this podcast is for you. Or if you have friends looking for more, pass it on. Listen at rebelsteps.com, on iTunes, or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, so we're going to get into our feature interview on the show today, and that's with Shootas Cat. This indigenous hip-hop artist and activist from Colorado is 18 years old, but he's got the CV of someone who's in their 40s. He's a prolific musician, organizer, public speaker, writer, and he just dropped a new album called Break Free at the beginning of October. I caught up with him on the phone recently when he's in New York City to talk about what he's been up to lately, and I think you're going to be really inspired by this conversation. Here we go.
I'm young and I'm positive. Two things that I've never not been, but growing up in a world so cold that made it hard for a kid to not lose hope. Am I just a voice for a lost generation? The ignorance of people taught me to be patient. So be patient and stay humble. Defeat the hatred and watch the walls crumble. Don't let the pain of the world steal your smile. Don't let the concrete tame what was once wild. I run wild, no borders and no fences. Tobacco in the wind in all four directions. 17 years of obsidian eyes. Still across the ocean, I'm a meridian lines to where oblivion lies. I'm ahead of my time, I'm just a young fool. In the sunrise.
Is it just me, or is it this city? lights have been swallowing me. Who would believe a beautiful mask, beautiful mask could break free? I guess we'll see.
What have I become? There's a man in the mirror I've been trying to run from. Sober, I don't wanna wait till I get older. Addiction, phenomenes are feeding me an iPhone screen of anxiety. Little boy inside, I'd be scared. Yeah, but he's a survivor. Medicated and hated himself for it. Left home to forage and face God in the forest. Bypass, sorting through the trauma. The loss of the feminine's a lot from mama. I'm guilty of abusing power. Retrieve my soul, I've been a coward. Pornography distorted my perception of women who giving into him again and again. It's a fucking sickness. Forgive him, he was just a child. Receive him as he reconciles.
Is it just me, or is it this city? Lights have been swallowing me. Who would believe a beautiful mask, beautiful mask could break free? I guess we'll see.
Most youth chase nothing, no sense of direction. A pressure to fit into these boxes, be perfect in a world of imperfection. We don't celebrate laughter, a greater purpose, or pursuing your passion. And I'm trapped in my mind, and the only escape is when I'm on stage rapping. When your test scores seem to mean more, but if feeling alive, I find it out what you breathe for. I feel something missing. A generation should dream more. Broken wings, broken hearts, and broken will fall apart. All that I've done is not enough. There's too damn much I can't control, and I can't let go. I feel the weight of the world on my shoulders. I feel the guilt of never getting sober. I feel for you, never felt love. I feel the pressure of trying to grow up. I feel that blade, I feel the scars. I feel the fear of not knowing who we are. The hate, the love, the tears that we shed for those that we lost, buried with their regrets. This is deeper than words, deeper than the depression of the kids and the burbs. Man, the pain of being alive, that shit still hurts. Prescribed by a doctor, but these pills don't work. Over-medicate the youth from east to west coast. Scars on your wrist, written suicide notes. This is your life to live, not your life to take. I'm sick and tired of these mistakes we make, yeah.
Is it just me, or is it this city? Lights have been swallowing me. Who would believe a beautiful mask, beautiful mask could break free? I guess we'll see.
All right, I'm joined on the line right now with our very special guest, Shutezcat, who is an indigenous hip-hop artist, activist, also writer. We're going to be talking about a lot of different things. But first, welcome to the Rebel Beat.
Cheers. It's a pleasure to be on with you and helping tell some of these stories. Grateful for the opportunity.
Awesome. Well, just before we jump into everything, can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about who you are and also your music and your art and your activism?
Fully. It's a crazy, wild story. My name is Shutezcat Donati Martinez. I'm 18 years old. My heritage, my ancestry is from Mexico, Tenochtitlan, Mexico City, where my father comes from. I was born in the United States and moved to Mexico right away. So I've been very closely tied to my indigenous heritage as a part of my identity, a piece that made me very aware of my presence and responsibility to help protect my culture, my people, our land, our water, our voices. And really see value in preserving the legacy that our ancestors began of fighting for justice and fighting for freedom for our people, becoming involved in environmental and social justice activism at a very young age, 6, 7, 8 years old, really starting to become vocal, speaking at events and protests. It was less about being an activist and more about recognizing my human responsibility to help foster a healthy future for the next generation. My mother also, from the States, being heavily involved in environmental activism, helped kind of really educate me and raise me in a space that was very conscious of many of the issues that our world was facing. As a little kid, I took myself hella seriously and was, traveling all the time and speaking out at different conferences and universities. As I got older and continued to find my voice, music has always had a significant presence in my life. When I began writing, when I was about 11 and 12 years old, I found that as an outlet to be able to communicate about these different movements and issues through a different method, then engage people in a different way. It was a really beautiful thing to use art because of just like all the background knowledge I had on hip hop and where hip hop culture came from, you know, from the Bronx, and it really seeing it as a tool for revolution, as a tool for resistance. I saw that, yes, hip hop was a powerful method of talking about movements, but it was also a way that I could reclaim my story. A lot of my life in the last, you know, 3, 4, 5 years, especially, I've had a lot of exposure in the media, you know, being invited to be on Bill Maher a handful of times and the Daily Show with Trevor Noah and speaking at the United Nations and features with Rolling Stone, different things like this. And the story that they painted of me was not necessarily the narrative that I resonated with. So music became a tool for resistance and a tool for me to be able to reclaim my story, to tell it in my own way. And it's been a beautiful journey ever since, making music really heavily the last 2 years, touring, playing shows, recording, putting out my first record October 5th. And there's a lot that we're going to dive into, and I'm excited to break it down a little more.
Right on. Yeah, wow. So many things I want to ask you, but maybe first a little bit more like on the hip hop tip. Tell us a little bit about like how you came to hip hop and who were some of the artists that first really inspired you to kind of like, as you were saying, pick up hip hop as a tool of resistance.
The first album I ever listened to, or the first album I was ever given, was on my 8th birthday. A family friend gave me the Michael Franti album, Stay Human. You think of Michael Franti, you don't think of a hip-hop artist. But
right.
This record was very heavily R&B, hip-hop, neo-soul vibe. And he was spitting verses in every song. He was fully rapping.
Time and an aggressive time, a painful time, a time where cynicism rots the vine, and a time where violence blocks the sunshine. Lifetimes go by in a flash.
And what I saw, and this was back in the day, you know, Michael Franti was a very different artist than he's a good friend of mine now. But you know, this is before I knew him. This is kind of one of my introductions to really seeing an artist utilizing music as a revolutionary and as somebody that was talking about systemic oppression through their lyrics. In a way that was uplifting and empowering and also expressive. Like I felt a lot of the heaviness in the lyrics, and I was like, wow, like the fact that he could communicate that is so powerful. I began then listening to Talib Kweli, a lot of Talib Kweli, a lot of KRS-One, a lot of Pharcyde, Mos Def, Charlie Tuna and Jurassic 5. And Kweli was one of definitely the artists that I really looked to as an artist of the people. As a representative of his community, and even though really kind of following his journey too, and like his like trials and tribulations with mainstream success and all that, and saying that it was never about that for him, and he followed the path of being a voice for the people, and then being able to actually play shows with him in my hometown in Denver and getting to meet him, you know, that was really wild for me to kind of be in the presence of my idols, of the people that I looked up to, the people whose music I studied, the people whose cadence and flows and verses and songs like were what I based a lot of my learning around when it came to my hip hop. So in the early days, there was a lot of those kind of old school cats that carried so much, you know, strength and power with their music. And KRS-One for sure was a teacher. Mm-hmm. Like I saw him even more than an artist. Like I felt he was like just a straight teacher, dropping so much knowledge in and out of his songs, you know. And so I saw that as a really cool method and kind of example that he set. You know, Nas and Common as well. There's a lot of things that I've been listening to for a while, and it's exciting to see, you know, the opportunities that are arising for me to be able to connect with them and reach out and
right
keep that lineage of hip hop alive, you know, elders to youth.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, it's amazing because if we think about the history of hip hop, obviously as a genre, as an art that came out of Black communities in resistance and used as a tool of resistance, and what I see is very inspiring today is that we see hip hop taken up by indigenous communities in very much the same spirit. So communities fighting back against, you know, theft of land, the destruction of the land, systemic poverty, systemic racism and colonialism. And, you know, even on this show, The Rebel Beat, we've interviewed amazing hip hop, indigenous hip hop artists like Alas, Savage Fam, A Tribe Called Red. And I'm just wondering, like, how you see this, like, indigenous hip-hop movement around you and how it drives your own music.
Definitely. Savage Fam is tight. I kicked it with them at Standing Rock for some time. Tribe Called Red, like, yeah, all the names you mentioned, you know, and then there's a lot more, like, you know, Frank One and Tiny Means and Superman. And, you know, I've been, you know, what I look to as well is because of so much of Latin America, too, is, like, almost everyone in Latin America is mestizo. So they're, like, part, you know, Spanish and part native.
Right.
And being Mexica, I'm being Mexican, too. Like, my great-grandma on my dad's side is, like, full-blooded native. My great-grandma on my grandma's side is Spanish, you know? So it's, like, I have both of those inside me. So the identity of being native is so much, I think, different and kind of more muddied as far as, like, the way people identify with that in Latin America. So seeing lots of Latino artists as well and seeing how they reclaim their indigenous roots is really powerful. And artists like Ana Tiju, El Residente, and different people like that. For me, I think Native America has a really important voice that is so often silenced and unheard by much of the world. And hip-hop has been, I've been inspired to see how hip-hop plays a role in uplifting indigenous and Native communities. And I'm very excited to do and see and be a part of more of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that the hip-hop culture is strong in many Black communities, even many Latino communities. But I feel like Native America has a lot to offer to the hip-hop world. And the only artist that I've seen as far as a rap artist that's made it into mainstream success is Taboo from the Black Eyed Peas. Mm-hmm. He's doing a bunch of good work with Nike N7 and, you know, just like working with communities and such. And but yeah, I'm curious to see where that's going to continue to go. And for myself, as a Native hip hop artist, how to carry that identity with pride and with strength without being pigeonholed into that genre either. You know,
right.
Like being just like trapped in that community and being able to take that voice to the rest of the world, I think is really important.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that I find really cool is, so you mentioned you're 18 years old, and I think you might be actually the youngest person that I've interviewed so far on the Rebel Beat, which is amazing because, you know, like I got very involved in radical activism when I was a teenager as well. And I think in general, there needs to be much more space given to youth to be speaking out on these issues, on the kinds of issues like climate justice, like decolonization that you're involved in. But I'm wondering, like, for you as someone who is still very much a youth, someone who, like, already, in a sense, has a bit of a prolific career at 18, what's it like to be a youth, to be 18 years old at this day and age, like, right now, kind of, like, seeing these heavy issues in the world? Because we're always talking about, like, trying to build the kind of world that we want to pass on to the future generations. And you as someone who's still kind of coming up as one of those future generations, like, how are you interpreting this world around you?
Yeah, it's really hectic. It's really intense, the state of the planet currently. And for myself, as a young person, I live in this world of seeing the power and the energy and the fire of youth, because there's my peers, that's my demographic. Those are the homies, like the people that I draw inspiration from. Yes, are the elders and the OGs and the people that have handed down the revolution, the culture, and the music. But also, I look very much to the rest of my generation for inspiration. When people ask me what keeps you going, I think about the other young leaders that are guiding the way. You know, from the students at Parkland to those on the front lines, like this young girl here in New York who's the youth director of Black Lives Matter New York, and Emma Gonzalez from Parkland and Malala, and like, so, and just some of my homies, like my friends across the world that are just like fighting for change and fearlessly taking on the future. Like, as a young person, the state of the planet is so dire because it's not just about like right now. It's about like, we're still kids and we have a lot of our lives left.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we unfortunately are given less of a voice in society. And people and adults don't listen to our perspective as much as I feel like the world would benefit from listening. And so that's why we need to get creative so that the world listens. And that's what this hip hop about. You know, that's what this album that I'm dropping is about. Like, it's all tying back to like finding a way to have our voice permeate the monotony and the silence and the disparity and just to like reinfuse with hope. You know, because I think one thing that us young people is like, we're not jaded yet, right? Many of us are apathetic and disconnected, and there's a lot of healing to be done there, but I feel like we're not jaded yet. Like, there's still potential for us to be the ones that guide the way and become those beacons of hope. And that's why I think music is so powerful, is because of how it lends the opportunity for people to engage with these movements in a way that isn't about politics, that isn't about, and you know, it doesn't have to be about any one of these things. It's about art, and it's about our humanity. I think art is something that connects us to our humanity so profoundly. And we continue to strive to find more ways to remind people that these aren't just environmental or, you know, humanitarian. Like, this is a human thing. This is about our existence on the planet, you know, and it's something we're all invested in. We all have to be invested in. We all have to play our part.
Sound of a drum from the sea to the sky to the land. The sun on my skin, I'm at one with the wind elements in the palm of my hand. Magic and song in the sound of a drum from the sea to the sky to the land. With the sun on my skin, I'm at one with the wind elements in the palm of my hand.
I feel this change, what has the magic gone? I feel it less and less with each breath I draw. No longer taste it in the water or hear it in the wind. It's fading like the music as the record stops spinning. It's no longer in your eyes, hoping it's only in disguise. Replaced by hunger for everything I despise. Tipping the scales, we lose the balance, we moving mountains. Drilling the shale, we choose the profit, we soak the canvas. Taste the poison whenever the wind blows. Wage war, people suffering while we kill the planet. I lost my innocence soon at the most. I watching our world die, something I couldn't control, and I couldn't have known that I'd never turn back. Now what I carry is something that no one could understand. My generations losing sight of the magic I feel. Plagued by insecurity, slit wrist, bottles of pills, forgot the beauty of life. You say you would have died, then
you're amazing. Well, let's talk a little bit more about your music, because that's what we're here for after all. So you've got one EP out right now. It's called Broken. And I just want to read kind of like one of the lines from one of your lyrics off of that, because I think it very much connects to like with what we were just talking about in terms of like youth-led movements. And so this is from the title track where you say, "How will you look your child in the eyes and tell them their future wasn't worth fighting for? Could have done more, but didn't listen, didn't wake up, didn't speak up, didn't fight back when there was still time." So unpack that for us a little bit more. Tell us about that song, that lyric.
Yeah, that song is definitely one of that's kind of the title track off that EP. That song is also going to appear on the full length album coming out October 5th. That one of the my favorite tracks I've written. Those lyrics are super important for me, and I think that line specifically really plays to like adults and parents in the world and just calling them out, you know? How could we allow the planet to get to the state of where it's at right now? How could we allow there to be this much injustice and inequality and hatred and corruption and violence and know that the future currently looks like it's going to get exponentially worse in a lot of these spaces? So really asking them, like, how could you know all that? How could you carry that knowledge and shove it to the side and not think about it? You know, and for your children, like, how could you willingly pass them that kind of world? Like, how could you look your child in the eyes and tell them that future, like, and no one's going to tell their kids that the future wasn't worth fighting for, but by not fighting for it, like, that's the message you're conveying. That's what every person on the planet, that's the message that they're conveying by not fighting for the future of their children, by the future of this planet, is that it wasn't worth their time. You know, mm-hmm. And so, like, it's really a heavy call out to everybody who's not paying attention or who knows and is pushing it to the side and living kind of in an oblivious state to the reality. And it's heavy. It's heavy for sure. It's a very heavy place when I wrote that.
And the walls fall. How could you? you. Be a witness to the end and not act. Can't you see the world is broken? Every person on the planet part of something bigger than us. We have all been chosen as a generation of humanity that determines what kind of world we will pass down to our children. I'm uncertain, how will you look your child in the eyes and tell them the future wasn't worth fighting for? Could have done more, but didn't listen. Didn't wake up, didn't speak up, didn't fight back when there was still time. Everything we love is what we must protect in the final moments while there's still time. And there is still time. There is still time.
What you were just saying, it really kind of reminds me. I actually just saw a quote from Angela Davis the other day, a great, you know, leader of the Black Panthers, where she said, you know, in a racist society, it's not enough to just not be racist. You have to be anti-racist. And I love that it seems like what you're doing with your music is almost in a sense trying to like push people off the fence and get them into action. Is that something you're kind of consciously going for?
Definitely, definitely. I mean, I think that if your music isn't getting people to do something, you know, then it's not fulfilling its potential. I feel like music has the potential to wake people up, to show people how to love each other, to bring people together, to get people out in the streets. Like, I think music has the power to do all these things. And if your music isn't reaching that, then it's wasted potential, you know? So for, yes, I have a very conscious intention with my craft and my art to make it inspire action. And inspire and plant seeds. And, you know, I was just reminded of this quote the other day that Tupac said something along the lines of, you know, maybe he won't change. He's not going to change. He's like, I'm not going to change the world, but I know that the songs that I write will inspire the mind that does, you know, or plant the seeds in the minds of the people that will change the world. So that's like that same idea. Like, maybe putting out these records aren't going to change the world, but like, my hope is to inspire and connect and engage a generation that I know will play a significant role in changing the world.
Right on. Tell us a little bit more about this EP, Broken. What were some of the kind of overall sounds and themes you're trying to touch on with it?
Yeah, Broken was a really dope project. It's like a fragment of the full album that's coming out. It was kind of the precursor and the introduction to the record I've been working on for the last 2 years. The sounds on it are very organic, are very live. It carries, like, those songs are very important to just like my story. It's really interesting because the record is called Break Free. It's coming out October 5th, and Break Free is kind of the call to action, and I feel like Broken is the state of where everything is at currently. And so putting out Broken, we chose to put out Broken before we put out the full album, as kind of setting up the story of the broken world we exist in, that we must recognize the broken space and state that we are personally, or that the world is in order for us to break free. Like, you have to realize that the system is broken to break free from it. And that's kind of the journey that it takes on. And when the album comes out, like, that's kind of how the flow of the tracks are going to come as well. But it's very like lyrical. It's very quick. It's very, the lyrics are very profound and have lots of meaning behind each one of them. And I'm really excited for lots and lots of people to listen to it and break it down and digest it and, you know, guess the meanings of different pieces and, like, you know, have their own theories about what that meant and what that reference was. And because there's a lot of depth in the project. And big sounds, very big, like cinematic, like orchestral sounds. Just dope. It was really fun working on that.
Wow. Well, I'm definitely excited for the full-length album. You know, if Break Free is the kind of natural progression from Broken, it seems like the kind of direction that we need to be going in our society. So if I'm not mistaken, the full album, Break Free, that's going to be released in October?
Yes, sir, October 5th.
October 5th.
I'm excited about that.
Awesome. Well, tell us a little bit more. Just give us a bit of an idea about, you know, what we might hear on Break Free.
Yeah, we got some new features. We got some native homies that are offering ridiculous vocals on some of the first tracks on the project. Almost Trap Called Red Style. A little bit more trappy as far as production. Some, like, tribal trap vibes. That's really exciting. Mm-hmm. I have some features, some, you know, really exciting, like,
Dead Prez is a rap group, you know, from back in the day that were making like some of the most revolutionary, like pushing the boundaries.
Oh, for sure.
You know, you could be. And so we were making this beat and we were started laying down the vocals and my guy, DJ Kaven, who's an MC from Denver, he personally knew Stick from Dead Prez, half of the Dead Prez group. He was like, yo, let's send him the beat and let's get him on his track. And I was like, yeah, bro, whatever. That'd be and then he sends him the beat and then he's like, yo, that goes hard. Like, let me put a verse on it. So we're gonna have, you know, a verse from Stick on this new project. I'm really excited about that.
Hear it in the wind, this music is medicine. I believe in the good things coming like Knuckle Bear. Free the slaves up, light up the sage and clear the air. This is medicine for the people, warrior prayers. May we see through the fear, stay woke and aware. With the vision of the hawk, the grace of the deer, eye the tiger, the wisdom of the elder sages. Live in tune with the seasons, return to the tribal teachings. The way still alive and breathing, they put corporate interests before the people. Now the sea levels rising and floods increasing, rebellions in the street, dead whales on beaches, political unrest, hella social evils, catch a fire, be the light, purify, cleanse, let the plantation burn, smell.
I'm excited for Native America to hear this album. I'm excited for, like, yeah, my people, my tribal people, is to like listen to and digest it, because a lot of the overarching themes of this project are like decolonization. I feel like that is one of the most purest forms of breaking free that we need to do in this country and in this world, is to decolonize our mind states, to decolonize our land, to decolonize our communities and our ways of life. And it's really reflective of a lot of that, really reflective of Standing Rock in a lot of spaces as well, and the movements that have existed for resisting oppression and injustice in this country. The title track at the very end is kind of like that call to action. This album is like an exhale for me, you know, really to let it go and put it out into the world and allow that story to be told and never have to return to it, you know? Because this is like really breaking down and telling the story of my life as an activist of the last 11 years and that process of going through becoming that person and telling it my own way and then having it told so that I never have to be defined as like, oh, that's the environmentalist rapper or whatever. Like, just like, I never want to be defined as that. You know, I want to be defined by the music that I make. In the craft, in my artwork, in the integrity of the power that's behind my music, you know, and I want that to inspire change, but not because, you know, like I want to shed the labels, you know, shed that old skin and step into a new light.
So you mentioned Standing Rock. I'm glad you brought that up because that was a super inspiring struggle to watch from afar. And I know that you were part of the struggle there. You performed at Standing Rock, of course, like during the fight against the Dakota Access Pipeline. What was that like?
Yeah, man, I was there super briefly. As you said, for the most part, I supported and watched and sent prayers from afar. But I did have the pleasure of being able to go out and play a show on the land. We got a trailer out there with the sound system and myself, my big brother Nako from the crew Nako Medicine for the People, who's a native artist from the Pacific Northwest, and Immortal Technique, who is a, you know, legendary hip hop OG from New York. We mobbed up, and Savage Fam was there as well. And it was just a crazy night. It was really powerful. It was really intense getting to play some songs and just to feel the vibrations of like the young people coming through and bringing celebration, you know. And I think there's a lot of heaviness within our movement, so being able to come together to celebrate is really important. I mean, there's a lot, like I definitely, you know, saw lots of tears being shed and a lot of like release. I think it was just a reminder that in our movements, we have to remember to sing each other's songs. We have to remember to like come back and join together in celebration and dance. And that was really huge for me, you know. And what I saw at Standing Rock too was just this like unbroken will of the people. It wasn't about activists or it wasn't even about this one pipeline. It was like a movement founded in love, for the love of our land, for the love of our people, for the love of our culture, for the solidarity of our Native nations worldwide. showing up and demanding justice as a whole for our whole to represent like all Native peoples. This is really bad, like powerful moments for me. And I learned a lot from watching and from having lots of my friends spending months and months and months there. Like, there was a lot of learning to be done. And one of the most beautiful things that I remember there is like during the year long encampment, practically, there was not one suicide on the Sandy Hook Reservation. Where most of the time, I mean, Native communities have like more than double the national average of suicide rate, especially among young girls, you know, having spent time on Pine Ridge and you know, you land and people are taking their lives like the day before you get there during the events I've gone to. Like, it's so, so intense. There's a lot of toxic energy and dysfunction in that space. And people taking their lives like on the regular on tribal lands. And so to hear that for that 1 year, for that whole time that the encampment was up, that not one person took their own life, like, was like, wow, it's because these young people felt empowered and because, you know, we were uplifting them. You know, we were uplifting the youth, and that's what needs to happen. And that was the power behind Standing Rock, and that's what the mission and the vision was. And that's how it began. It was the youth who started Standing Rock, you know, literally like the One Mind Youth, which was this, you know, collective and organization out of the Standing Rock tribe. There was a suicide prevention organization, and they learned about the pipeline, and they were like, we need to rally around this. You know, that's where it came from. And that's where the power is in these movements.
That's amazing. I'm so glad you brought that up, because I remember actually reading an article years ago talking about the Mohawk community of Tyendinega in so-called Ontario, you know, up here north of the border. And it was essentially kind of like saying what you were just saying, you know, the fact that, you know, when Indigenous communities are in resistance, it actually gives the youth some hope and something to live for and to fight for. And I think it's crucial why, you know, all of us, like non-Indigenous people, like speaking for myself, all of us settlers have to support Indigenous resistance, because it's like so multi-leveled and so multifaceted. You know, it is, of course, about the land, but like you're saying, it's about much more than just the land as well, too. It's about people's lives. And our communities. Mm. So thank you for raising that.
For sure. Mm. For sure. No, and I appreciate being, you know, you being receptive to that as well. Mm-hmm. So to know that like people recognize that, and it's you know, it's important reminders for sure for us all.
Lastly, you know, I know you put a book out as well, and I feel like I would be remiss to not ask you a little bit about it. You seem like one of the busiest 18-year-olds I've ever met. So you got a book out, it's called We Rise. So just like in a little bit of a nutshell, tell us what that book is all about.
Yeah, man, We Rise. That is a project that, I mean, we wrote that book in like we wrote the book in 2 months. And it was a response to the mad urgency I saw. Mm. As a result of like Trump's inauguration and his motion into becoming the president of the United States, and this great sense of hopelessness and anger. And I saw so many of my homies that would never pull up to my events, all of a sudden angry in the streets, yelling, fuck Trump, going to not my president rallies, like all these different things. I saw mad anger and momentum, but I didn't feel that it was organized or clear or intentional in the ways that I think we had the power to make it. So what I recognize is like, yo, let's write, like, let's put together the guide. Let's help show people the steps and the ways and the paths in which we can reframe our view of these different issues and plug in a really significant way. So We Rise is really a guide using climate change as a lens in which we view every issue from, you know, a political issue and the corruption in politics to fossil fuel extraction to ocean acidification to, you know, the industrial agricultural system. It looks at all these from the lens of climate change. Climate change is what ties the book together. It goes in depth with interviews with various different leaders from, you know, Dallas Goldtooth and Shami Woodley and, you know, many different activists and warriors and Vandana Shiva. And we're very lucky to have lots of people who are a part of the process of the book. But it breaks it down. It looks at each issue. Every single chapter has a call to action at the end as far as engagement in getting involved and plugging in. We've been lucky enough to distribute this book across the planet. You know, we're getting it translated into different languages now. And it's just another little piece of resistance that we can engage in, and a piece of literature that you can study that will help, you know, hopefully offer a little bit of guidance towards what is it we can really do and what are the solutions and how do we plug them into our lives.
Once again, we've been speaking with Shutez Kat, 18-year-old indigenous hip-hop artist and activist. It has been an honor and an inspiration to speak with you today.
Truly appreciate the opportunity, and I look forward to connecting again soon. Best of luck with all the work you have to do. Thank you for sharing the message.
Sing it with our hands up in the air, freedom. Sing it to the land, always free, walk freedom. Sing it to the people who've lost hope, I'll free them. We sing it with our hands held high. We exist for this resistance with our flags held high. To be points are behind us, we're watching the tides rise. Drawn to divide and conquer, we're reaching across lines. I'm searching for a sign that it's not too late, that everything that I fought for is not in vain. There's one letter in my name for every year that I've sacrificed. A good kid in a mad world. A fire's in the eyes of a young boy, watching the world up in flames fall away. Tears running like rivers towards the ocean, trying to speak my truth but I'm choking. Passing me the torch and I was born into a world already broken. My brother's losing hope and I'm still hoping he can see his silence inspire the world and set movements in motion. No matter the adversity we face, the greater the challenge, the higher we rise to fight for change. And you don't even need a microphone to lead the nation. Giving up's not an option, but nobody said the struggle will be painless. It's never been easy. We need the dark to see the stars. The sun matters the most when it stops raining. It's written on our banners and our walls. Break free. The weight of the world's not enough to break me. The breaking down of the systems, what it takes to reach breakthrough. You can't let the pain of this sinister world break you.
Follow me, I'm following the horizon. A light in the fire, we finding the way, we rising. Higher and higher, we riding the way till the night ends. Turning the tide, we guiding the way, we rising.
Break free, I need to. Mama's vision of the torch gives the power to the youth. We're not silent anymore. We plant the seeds, we lift the spark, and now we watch the movement grow. Youth are taking back the power around the globe.
I break free,
change the system now, set my people free.
Break free,
marching out of schools, taking to the streets.
Break free,
our generation going down in history. We carrying the legacy, we breaking free, breaking free.
I've undergone,
break free,
swept under the currents I've been running from. 18 cycles round the sun, but it's not enough. I'm still making sacrifices, learning lessons, growing up. Premonitions of the end, expedition searching other planets for answers, cause we all afraid of looking within. I wipe away my past, trauma of my history. My ancestors walking with me, delivering my legacy. I will remember where I come from and who I am. I am indigenous, my blood is spilled on the sand. They try to steal my language, to erase my past. Couldn't strip me of my culture, it became my path. México, te vi, es tiempo unir los pueblos de todo Aztlando. Rezo que mi gente se recuerda, dedo de mi enemigo, Tenochtitlan. Ay, I am not running away, level 11 on the way. My generation lead the way, rise with the tide, we riding the wave. I am not running away, level 11 on the way. My generation lead the way, rise with the tide, we riding the wave. Don't let it break you, cause breakdowns lead to breakthroughs. Follow me, I'm following the horizon. Light in the fire, we finding the way, we rising. Higher and higher, we riding the way till the night ends. Turning the tide, we got in the way,
now is the time.
Break free,
change the system now, set my people free.
Break free,
marching out of schools, taking to the streets.
Break free,
our generation going down in history. We carrying the legacy, we breaking free, breaking free.
Break free,
hands up, for the world be changing.
Break free,
hands up, for this movement in the making.
Break free,
there is no better time to be alive. I can see the vision, watch my people rise, people rise. Rappers ain't the only ones to chase paper. Politicians play the role of leading, but leadership's at an all-time low. Follow the dollar, rigged elections and phony bills. Executive orders, reinforced borders, more oil spills. Crisis across the nation, real issues drowned by entertainment. He don't stand for people, his whole agenda is soaked in hatred. Putting these stories in my verse is how I document it. Fearing for my people cause they label us undocumented. We haven't seen the end to oppression and violence. Rubber bullets, metal shrapnel, followed by silence. Meant to protect people when that police turn militant. The citizens resisting this incident. I've been insane. We shutting down prayer camps, canceling climate negotiations. Nothing is changing. I'm sick of being patient. I'm sick of you, your complacence. The time we wasting with money chasing. Now there's poison in the water basin. Blood on the concrete. Cops taking black lives. Someone's father, someone's son. More than just a black life. My flag's hung upside down. Democracy is threatened. The youth are crying for help, but still they fail to listen. Fires on the mountainside, rising in the seas. My people sick of oppression, so we taking to the streets. The power of the people is more powerful than people in power. Faced with the end, with our lives and legacy on the line. You're telling me there's no time deciding our own fate. I believe this can be our finest hour. Power of the people is more powerful than people in power. I believe this can be our finest hour. Power of the people's more powerful than people in power. I believe that this can be our finest hour. Follow me, I'm following the horizon. Lighting the fire, we finding a way, we rising. Higher and higher, we riding the way till the night ends. Turning the tide, we got in the way. And now is the time, break free. Hands up for the world be changing. Break free. Hands up for the movement in the making. Break free. There is no better time to be alive. Break free. I see the signs. Now is the time. Follow me, I'm following the horizon. Lighting the fire, we finding our way. We rising, higher and higher. We riding the way till the night ends. Turning the tide, we got in the way. Now is the time. Follow me, I can see my people rise, rise. I can see our people rise. The power of the people's more powerful than people in power. I believe that this will be our finest hour.
All right, welcome back to the Rebel Beat. Hope you've been enjoying the show so far. We are just about to wind things down, but before we do, it is of course time for our Turn It Up segment. That is where we shed light on an artist, on a community organization, on an organizer who are doing their part and using their platform to promote radical social change. And this month on Turn It Up, we are going to be throwing our respect to Benjamin Zephaniah, a British musician and dub poet. We've talked a little bit about Zephaniah on the show before, of course, when we've done other segments on dub poetry. Maybe you got a chance to catch our episode with Lillian Allen, an amazing dub poet. If you didn't, go back and check that out. Anyways, Zephaniah recently rejected an offer to become the United Kingdom's Poet Laureate, basically the highest recognized poet in the country. Here's what he said on Twitter when he rejected it. He said, quote, "I have absolutely no interest in this job. I won't work for them. They oppress me, they upset me, and they are not worthy," he wrote on Twitter. "I write to connect with people and have never felt the need to go via the church, the state, or the monarchy to reach my people. No money, freedom, or death." Amazing words from Zephaniah, who also himself identifies as an anarchist and has just got some amazing radical messages in his poetry and his music. We're going to post a link to that article in our show notes, so make sure you check out Benjamin Zephaniah if you haven't already. We're going to leave you with one more tune from him, but before we go, we got to thank all our Patreon supporters: Donald, Sarah, Dan, Ryan, Squasen, Nagesh, Aaron, Ross, Camilo, Taylor, DJ Kill McKinley, Scott, Philip, Moti, David, Sasha, Megan, Hunter, Lee, Russell, Sarah, Rose, Justine, Yannick, Andy, Grill, Dominique, Jean-Philippe, Frank, Anne, and Andrew. If you like the show and if you want to support us and hear your name amongst those, you can go to patreon.com/rebelbeatradio. We'll be back next month. Thanks for listening.
This may sound like an odd thing to say, but I always try and be as honest as possible. I've said this many times, and I never quite understand why people don't get it. I think the people don't believe me. So, you know, they put me on the BBC and they put me on Question Time and stuff like this. As if I'm kind of willing to play that game. I mean, I will go on and talk, but deep down, I'm a revolutionary. I am a revolutionary. I actually, you know, I'm a revolutionary. But deep down, I'm a revolutionary. I am a revolutionary. I actually, you know, I'm a revolutionary.
Yeah. listen.
People don't.
See, when the people speak, you must listen. They rioted from Junction to Tottenham to Brixton, cause police turned Mark Duggan into a victim. And the struggle's bigger than the one we're living in. Israel has made Palestine a prison. Gaddafi wouldn't leave unless somebody killed him. Aborigines are still not recognized as equals. So this is just a cry for my people, yeah. Say Babylon must come down, yeah, one day. Whether it's the right or the wrong way. And I know that this is just the start, but I can say that I played my part, real, yeah. And I don't support all the gunplay, but I know we're gonna need it one day. See, the good can't lose to the evil. Say this is just a cry to my people. I am a revolutionary. I stand for the people.
I am a revolutionary.
I am a revolutionary.
I
stand for the people.
I am a revolutionary.
I am a revolutionary.
I
stand for the people.
I am a revolutionary.
I am a revolutionary.
I
stand for the people. The people.
Yes, Logic, tell them.
I stand for the people.
The People's Army are creative revolutionaries.
I stand for the people, the
who come
people.
To mash down Babylon. My brother Logic says it loud and clear.
I stand for the people, the people.
Benjamin we must Zephaniah. Stand for the people.
Logical, more fire. People's Army.
Yes,
aya.
But deep down, I'm a revolutionary.
I stand for the people.
I am a revolutionary. But deep down, I'm a revolutionary.
I stand for the people.
I am a revolutionary. Deep down, I'm a revolutionary.
I stand for the people. The
I am
people.
A revolutionary. I actually, you know, I'm a revolutionary.